Welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast, your one-stop shop for television, movie, video games, comic books, book reviews, and more. Now, without further ado, here's Steven and Mike.
Welcome, everybody, to Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. We are pumped to have you here with us today. I am your co-host, Stephen Boster, along with the one, the only, Mr. Michael Shanks. Mike, say hey to everybody.
Good morning, all you geeks in geekdom land.
Welcome to our really sweet podcast. We are having a blast and you're here with us today. And so thank you so much for joining us. Today's topic is coffee table discussion, Green Lantern. Now, Mike knows a lot about Green Lantern. I do not. And so we are going to have some interesting discussions about it. We'll talk about my experiences with Green Lantern, however few they may be, and then just clarifying some interesting details about that and what's coming. So we're pretty excited about this topic. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. I've had some caffeine. I think I'm good to go.
Yeah, I had some caffeine. I've moved on to water. So I'm
oh, nice.
But I do have it in our coffee mug. Our two
right?
Geeks.
Yep. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
And if you want a Two Geeks and a Microphone coffee mug, you can get it from our merch page, which if you go to twogeeksmic.com, you can get to our merch page, our podcast page, our YouTube page. You can even interact with us on Twitter now. We have a Twitter account. Please go on Twitter and follow us. We need some followers. Currently, I think we have three.
Yeah.
And one of them's me. So we need to grow that. So please go follow us on Twitter and help us grow our Twitter account and have a presence over there.
Well, let's just make sure we communicate with everybody, because what's really cool, we talked about in our Bad Batch episode, we're pretty pumped that we found out that Podbean has some really cool stuff that it'll automatically post for us. So we're like, what?
We've been on Podbean for like 5 months now, and we're just finding this out.
Right.
You know, you can tell we're men. We don't read directions.
Right.
directions. That's it.
Right. But we put everything in the hub for twogeeksmic.com. twogeeksmic.com. And just you can get to everything from there if you'd like more information. But Facebook page is normally the one if you want to communicate with us and comment or share your thoughts or ask questions. We respond pretty okay on that. So that's kind of the one area. But we do have Twitter now, so if you want to tweet, that's awesome. And loving it. So, all right, Mike, let's start discussing Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. Oh, shoot, I wasn't ready.
Lantern is the topic today.
Space travel is, I don't know.
It's the game we play.
Wait a minute, that's not the Green Lantern oath.
No, it's not the Green Lantern oath. We were getting ready for the episode today, and Mike started talking about, hey, did you know that there's an oath for every single lantern? And I'm like, whoa, save that for the podcast.
Someone hit you with it.
Right. All right. So hit me with it. Let's start off. So Green Lantern, there's different iterations. We can talk about that. We understand that the Green Lantern has a ring, you know, the ring of power kind of a thing. But each, and I used to think, in all openness, there were only two lanterns. There was green and yellow. So green was will and yellow was fear.
Fear. Yep.
And I got that from the movie.
Yep.
Which I actually kind of enjoyed, really, with Ryan Reynolds. I know people dog on it. That's my, like, you know, I knew of Green Lantern because as a kid I watched Justice League and all these other kinds of things. But I watched the movie, and Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds. You're kind of, you know, in that. But I liked it. I liked when they went to the cores and when you got to see the other characters and they were training him, you know, the Hal Jordan character and
Kilowog.
Kilowog was great. Yeah, who did like the voice of Kilowog? Who was it that, do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember.
I loved it. It was some actor who was like, oh, right on. Yeah. And then the guy I thought who they had play Sinestro.
Perfect.
That was Mark Strong.
Yes. I think.
And I thought he was great. And I'm like, originally I didn't know the whole story, you know, to the fullest extent. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought that guy was a bad guy, you know, kind of a thing. And so obviously
every bad guy has a beginning.
Sure. Absolutely.
And Sinestro has a beginning.
Yeah. You know, and then we get to the whole story, and I thought they did a good job telling the story. The whole thing with Parallax was okay.
Yeah.
But the would you say after credits, end credits portion?
It would have been after credits.
Where they show Mark Strong as Sinestro.
Uh-huh.
Has this discussion with the Watchers.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, dude, what's the story here? You know, kind of a thing. And then he embraces the, you know, the yellow.
Yes.
And as like, dude, the sequel's gonna be great, you know, kind of a thing.
And then it died.
And it was like, so we'll come back to that. We'll discuss that a little bit more. But I still want to hold on to there's only the green and the yellow that I was aware of, but there's more colors. And you were saying that each one has its own.
They each have the oath. So as the Green Lantern is charging his ring, he has the lantern that he charges his ring from. He says the lantern oath, and Green Lanterns, Hal Jordan would always say, is in brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light.
Yeah.
I always love that. And each one of the
I agree.
Each one of the DC comic books, they all start off with that. Each Green Lantern comic starts off with the oath. And I love that. I always thought that was cool. That's very cool. And then I just found out that Alan Scott, the original Green Lantern, actually has his own. And I never knew that he had his own.
Now, you were telling me he was never in the core.
Correct. In the original comic books, in the original DC comic books, of course, Alan Scott was introduced with the Justice Society, which would have been the World War II era, you know, of all of our heroes. And we have these Justice Society versions of the Flash. Mm-hmm. You know, the Justice Society Flash would be Jay Garrick. Green Lantern would be Alan Scott. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, Superman's still Clark Kent. But again, that goes into the multiverse, which you don't like the multiverse. But anyway,
well, I don't think much as multiverse as much as just time period,
right? But so then, you know, and I've said before that's considered the golden age, and then we have. Our era, us Gen X's era, would be considered more the Silver Age. And so the Flash there is Barry Allen. The Green Lantern is Hal Jordan, who is my all-time favorite Green Lantern. and let's face it, he's the best Green Lantern.
Okay.
and pretty much the cores recognize him as the best Green Lantern. So, you know, if the Guardians of the Galaxy say that Hal is the best Green Lantern, well, he's got to be the best Green Lantern. So,
okay.
But yeah, we have so many different lanterns because the Green Lanterns are kind of like they're kind of like a galactic police force.
Okay.
And
the space police.
right. That's pretty much what they are. And they have these sectors, and there's a Green Lantern who's assigned to each sector, which, of course, the strange thing is Earth, I don't remember the sector number. I should know this as a Green Lantern fan, but I don't. Anyway, Earth apparently has a lot of Green Lanterns, which I don't know why. and they all happen to be human, by the way.
Right. We don't have Shamu the Whale as a Green Lantern?
No, I don't think we have Shamu the Whale. We do have a planet as a Green Lantern, which is really weird. We've got a squid-like creature as a Green Lantern. There's so many different types of Green Lanterns. You know, honestly, if DC would have... If Warner Brothers would have been smart, right after Guardians of the Galaxy, they should have dived into the Green Lantern movie, really, because Guardians of the Galaxy introduced all kinds of crazy characters into the Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, we got a talking raccoon running around,
right?
Okay,
right.
So
you're saying that if they released Green Lantern after that, or spent some time with that, the public at large would have accepted because we got Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
So we've already introduced a cool space world. Now we need to give our space cops.
Right. Yeah. Know. We need a space cops. We need it on the DC side. DC doesn't have mm-hmm. anything like that. I mean, we do in the universe.
My brain started doing the bad boys.
But...
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Space cops. You know.
Oh, we could go back into Star Wars and go into Chirps, the greatest fan made movie ever.
It was great. I remember that. Boy, we just dated ourselves with that one.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, but Chirps is. I just watched it again a couple weeks ago. I still absolutely love it. It is so much fun. Oh my God. Yeah. If you've never seen Chirps, look it up on YouTube. It is, in my opinion, the best fan-made Star Wars film ever.
Yeah, it's a parody of Cops, the show Cops, but it is with Stormtroopers and Star Wars Stormtroopers, and it's pretty good. It is really good.
And actually, they're assigned to Tatooine, also known as the ass into space.
All right, so let's get back to Green Lantern.
Sorry.
Green Lantern, space cops.
That's a fun diversion, though. I think that if Warner Brothers would have been smart, they would have said, oh, well, if that was accepted on the Marvel side, Green Lantern's going to be accepted easily.
Yeah, but in all fairness, do you think they were gun-shy because of Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Now, help me understand why... Was that dogged on so bad?
I think it was the technology hadn't caught up with the Green Lantern story yet. I think the CG got a bad rap in that one because all the Green Lanterns were CG. Hal Jordan's costume was all CG. It was not a physical costume.
So I thought it was kind of cool how it had a little, you know, I liked it.
At the time, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, if we watch it today, it's dated, but a lot of things, you know,
from that time period.
Well, even 4 years ago look sometimes dated now. Technology changes so quickly.
Yeah.
We're all babied as fans. I'm sorry, we are, you know. Oh gosh, this came out last year. It isn't up to today's standard. Oh, shut up.
Right.
Does it have a good story? Did you enjoy it then? Then shut up and just enjoy it. Okay.
Right.
Sorry.
Yep. Yep. I will say I thought
I'm getting into my dark side there a little bit.
I did think it was kind of funny at the end of Deadpool or the post-credit scene where, you know, Deadpool comes in and shoots Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
He's got the script for Green Lantern.
You see all the blood splatter on the Green Lantern script. Yeah, it was funny. Apparently, Ryan Reynolds just rewatched Green Lantern. I got to look it up on YouTube. I saw a clip of him, and it's so funny. I don't know what he's drinking, but he's drinking some green liquid, and he's wearing... the Green Lantern power ring. from the movie, from the actual one. Okay. Which I thought was pretty cool, you know. But he's got such a serious look on his face. Like,
he's drinking.
It is so funny. It is hilarious. I'm gonna have to look it up and watch it. I really would like to know what his thoughts today are on that film. You know, how does he really feel about it? We all know he jokes about it. Heck, he jokes about it in the Deadpool movies itself. I mean, even, right. You know, not just that scene. There are other scenes.
Yeah, he does something about a green suit. He says something like that.
Yeah, don't make this
a green suit.
No, he said, don't make it animated.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
said,
right.
Don't make it an animated suit.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back on to Green Lantern. So, I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the story. And like I said, at the very end, I was pumped with the whole Sinestro aspect of it. And I thought, that was good. That was really good.
Look, Sinestro is one of my favorite Green Lanterns. So my two favorite characters are right behind me and right behind you, Green Lantern and Sinestro. Those are my two all-time favorite Green Lantern characters. Okay. Hal Jordan's Green Lantern in particular. So yeah, when that scene hit, when we saw the last moments of that movie, I was so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the movie I want. You know, to me, I was just like, okay, so this wasn't the best Green Lantern movie ever, of course. You know, well, it's the only Green Lantern movie, live action movie. But you know, I'm sitting there going, okay, this definitely will not go down as best. But the second one, the sequel, is going to be fantastic because, like you said, right. the guy that played Sinestro, he was so spot on. I mean, I don't care how bad anyone says that film is. He should have got an award for his performance. We all know that comic book movies don't get awards or anything, but let's face it, he should have. He was perfect.
He did really good.
That was so good. So I was excited. I wanted to see him return as Sinestro and and see a big battle with Hal Jordan. And and then my hopes and dreams were crushed. Here we are today.
Right. So how many different lantern cores are there, or let me rephrase that. How many different colored rings are there? Or I just thought it was those two, but they've done a whole bunch of different ones now, which is kind of an interesting concept. In your opinion, have we flooded all these different rings, or does that help the story, or do you think it takes away from the story or the uniqueness of the green and the yellow rings?
No, I think this adds to the stories because each ring itself has a attribute. So you have white lanterns, red lanterns, orange lanterns. Now they call it the Sinestro cores, but that would be the yellow lanterns.
They call it Sinestro cores.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking
at that. Green Lantern's gone bad.
Green Lantern's gone bad. Well, you know the red core is all on hate.
Oh,
so the
which leads to suffering.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Which leads us back to Star Wars. Everything comes to the 7 degrees of Star Wars. But each one has their own attribute or emotion associated with the color, which I think that makes it interesting, you know, and opens up opportunities for a lot of storytelling. So you have orange, you have yellow, you have the green, of course, which is the original. Blue, indigo, star sapphire, black lantern. I didn't know this one. There's a phantom lantern, and then there's ultraviolet. So there's 11 different cores of lanterns.
Wow.
Yeah. And apparently each one has its oath. So, for instance, the red lantern's oath is, with blood and rage of crimson red, ripped from a corpse so freshly dead, together with our hellish hate, will burn you all. That is your fate. Wow. Wow.
Okay.
And Sinestro Corps, the Yellow Corps, In blackest day and brightest night, beware your fears made into light. Let those who try to stop what's right burn like my power, Sinestro's might.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. It's a play on the Green Lantern one.
It is, yeah.
Because in the green one, it's in brightest day and blackest night, so we reverse that. And no evil shall escape my sight, where in Sinestro's it's beware your fears made into light, because we know that the attribute for the yellow is fear.
Fear. Mm-hmm.
Let those who worship evil's might, let those who try to stop what's right, which is interesting because, yeah, the bad guy always thinks that he's actually the good guy, and Sinestro obviously thinks he's really the good guy, and the Green Lanterns are the evil ones.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's interesting.
And then,
well, that's how you humanize some of the villains and stuff and all that. But,
right.
You know, or try to make that connection. You know, from their point of view, they think they're doing what's right.
Sure.
Boy, how true is that? Yeah. Sure.
So, Green Lantern's power, though, the green one is all in will. And Hal Jordan, like I said, he is considered the greatest Green Lantern. And it's partly because of his human attributes, his human ability to have a vivid imagination. Mm. Because the Green Lantern power ring creates things from the Green Lantern's mind, who's wearing the ring. And Hal is just very creative. He's got a wild, creative imagination. So he started doing things with his power rings that no other Green Lanterns had really thought of. And I think that's partially because they're alien, and they didn't think the way a human would think. Mm. So they look at him as being very creative, so on and so forth. So. That's kind of where we are with him.
So does the list there, I'm curious on these other colors. So you said red is hate. Mm-hmm. Does it say what some of the other ones are?
Okay.
Do you have that list?
Yeah. Let's see. So
wait a minute, where's... I'm curious because I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Know? The white just says coming soon. Let's see. Let me see if there's another list.
Oh, sure.
I don't know why.
Comparison.
Okay, let's see.
Green Lantern color comparison. I don't know how you would Google that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Green Lantern.
Everybody, we try to fact check ourselves as we're going along. we don't have a producer.
Yeah.
It's Mike's producer and writer and editor.
If anybody's interested in being our producer for free, because we can't afford to pay you.
Right.
Somewhere there was a list. Wait a minute. Let me try that.
I'm curious because, you know, I guess I'm just curious because, you know, only thinking that there's just the two, just the green and the yellow, and now learning that there's a 11. 11?
Yeah.
Holy moly. I do agree with you, though. I think it does bring up some good themed storytelling. That makes sense. So I appreciate you sharing that because I was like, man, is it kind of overdoing it or... Well, we've run out of green stories and we've run out of yellow stories. Let's throw in some red stories, you know, kind of a thing. Okay, we're running out of red stories. Let's add some black stories.
Oh, gosh.
Let's add some phantom stories. Now we got ultraviolet. That's why I'm curious of what kind of storytelling did they do with each one of them. So I assume that the red ones are the bad guys.
Well, I mean, well, so are the yellow ones.
Well, that's true. So are the yellow ones. So we're saying not all the colors of the rainbow are good.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. My brain was going, you were naming off all the colors, and my brain went to Roy G. Biv, how I memorized the rainbow, you know, red, orange, yellow.
Okay,
indigo.
found another one here. Yeah, red is rage.
Okay, red is rage.
Orange is avarice.
Avarice. Okay, that's my turn. Let's see how they're going to turn avarice. Who says that? Avarice is extremely strong desire for money and possessions.
Oh, wow. So they're greedy.
Greed. Yes, okay. Greed. There you go.
Interesting. Orange is greed.
Avarice lantern.
Interesting.
Avarice, also known as greed, is an emotional concept born of the white light of creation and is represented by the color orange. The orange lantern cores wield avarice and are infected by the light's insatiable appetite for anything and everything. One must want it all to wield the light.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting. Then we know yellow is fear. We said that. Green is willpower. We said that.
Okay.
Indigo is compassion.
Indigo. Okay. Indigo is compassion.
That's
okay.
Pretty good. Violet is love. And then.
All right. They're right next to each other. I get that. Okay.
Black is death. I'd say that's appropriate.
So what's. I wonder what there's. So
now,
I'm gonna go.
It lists white. Oh, white's just life. Okay. Okay. So that. Okay. Yeah. So it's just black is opposite. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I get it. All right.
The Black Lantern Corps is a fictional organization of corporeal revenants appearing in comic books published by DC Comics related to the emotional spectrum. The group is composed of deceased fictional characters in zombie form that seek to eliminate all life from the DC universe. Ew.
Yeah, that comes from the Blackest Night series. And I haven't read that all. I've read bits and pieces of it. I've heard it's a great series.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those huge,
huge crossover.
Yeah,
kind of
multi crossover. Okay, see, crossovers, I love and hate at the same time.
Okay. Now you're talking about comic book crossovers.
Yes, comic book crossovers. To me, comic book crossovers was the death of comic books because it was a way for comic book companies to get you to buy all kinds of different
other titles.
Yeah, that you would never have touched, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you want the full story, it crossed over into, you know, let's say the big crossover, well, let's say it's the Lanterns, Green Lanterns, okay?
Okay.
That means that comic book is going to have crossover into Batman, Superman, Supergirl, almost every one of the DC comics. And it forces you to go buy each one of those issues
to keep up with the story.
Yeah, to keep up with the story. And I got to the point where
I'm sure,
like,
they had little asterisks. Hey, to see what happened from here, go back to such and such.
Oh yeah, they would put a list out at the beginning of it as it was coming out, and they would say you have to get issue number 71 of Batman, issue number 85 of Superman. You know, I'm just pulling things out of my head. I'm not.
Well, I'm just looking at as I was saying. So the Blackest Night, Brightest Day box set just released the beginning of this month, beginning of May.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, for hardcover, and it's huge. It's ginormous. It's like two of DC's most famous crossover events, Blackest Night and Brightest Day, are collected in 12 new hardcovers.
Wow.
So how many comics go into a hardcover, you've got to think?
I have no idea.
Right. Here's what it says. So anyway, that hardcover set is $190.
Oh, geez.
$190. Here's what it says. A war has been brewing between.
Yeah, I'll be searching for it on DC Infinity and read it electronically. Thank you very much.
Right, I think so. Let's see. War has been brewing between the different colored lantern cores, with the green lanterns fighting the yellow, the red trying to destroy everything, the blue attempting to broker peace among the tribes. I assume that's the indigo.
Yeah.
The blue indigo.
Yeah, blue indigo.
Okay, the compassion. But yep. The real battle is yet to come. The undead Black Lanterns are coming, and seemingly nothing can stop them.
Right.
Putting aside old vendettas, it's up to Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps to lead DC's greatest champions, as well as their deadliest foes, in a battle to save the universe from an army of the dead. Then, once dead heroes... Aquaman, Martian Manhunter, Firestorm, Hawkman, Hawkgirl, Deadman, Jade, Osiris, Hawk, Captain Boomerang, and Zoom must discover the mysterious reason behind their return and uncover the secret that binds them.
Wow.
Holy moly.
That sounds fantastic, actually.
Whoa. So here is... the box set includes a set of 9 rings from across the spectrum, mini cores that are part of the story. Includes the books.
Wait a minute. Do the rings light?
Do they light up? That'd be kind of cool.
I'm sorry. Yeah. If I get a Green Lantern ring, I want it to light up.
It includes a set of 9 rings. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is neat. I like that. That's very cool.
Well, where's the other two?
Actually, I used to have a Green Lantern ring. I don't know where it went to. And unfortunately, mine didn't light up.
Let's see. Okay, so here's the list. There's 12 books. So Darkest Night, Prelude Collects, Green Lantern 26, 27, 28, and 36 through 43, and Final Crisis, Rage of the Red Lanterns 1. That's book 1. So that is 1, 2, 3.
Wait a minute.
9, 10, 11, 12. Probably 12, a minimum of 12 comics per book.
So wait a minute. Brightest Day and Darkest Night ended up going into Final Crisis?
Yes. That's the prelude.
That is three crossovers right there.
Yeah.
That's 3 different crossovers. Whoa. That's why I quit collecting comics. Books.
To go back to our original complaint.
Yeah, exactly. Because it never stops. That's the problem. It's like,
right,
you know, it used to be,
if you were a big fan of this set, that is pretty cool, even to have the
rings. Oh yeah, I agree, that is cool. But you got to be a big fan to spend that kind of 190. That's just one volume of it, and you said there's 2, right?
Oh no. The 190 is the whole set.
Oh, okay.
Is all everything. Right. All right. So it's all the books plus the 9 rings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Green Lantern fan, but I'm not like I guess I'm not a super fan.
10, 11, 12. Looks like 12 books in the rings.
Wow.
12 hardcovers.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not a super Green Lantern fan because I'm not spending $190 on that.
List price? So this is Amazon. List price, I'm not trying to sell these, but I'm just fascinated. $299. So $300 is the list price. So if you go into a shop and walk in, I bet you that's what they'll charge you.
Holy $300. Jeez.
But through Amazon, thank you, Amazon. You can get 37% off and get it for $189.99.
Yeah, well, I can go on DC Infinity and read them digitally for whatever I'm paying.
Could you imagine? Yeah, if you have the outline of what you need to do, what order you need to do it in, you could do it all in there because it's old enough, right?
Yeah, I think
it's old enough that it would be.
Oh, it should be.
DC Infinite. Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope that whole series is on DC Infinite.
I would imagine. I tell you what, though. Yeah, because, I mean, for that would pay how many years? How many years of DC? You know?
Right.
Infinite would you get? I mean, you get 3 years.
Right. I would think. Jeez. Oh my gosh. Okay, I guess I'm not as big a Green Lantern fan as I thought I was.
What'd you guys establish today in your podcast? Yeah. Mike is probably not a big Green Lantern fan than he thought. I'm just teasing.
No, I do like Green Lantern a lot. I've always, you know, I think he's an interesting character. I like all the ideas of all the different colors and different attributes. I think that's cool. And like I said, we've had different iterations of the Green Lantern himself. You know, we've got the Golden Age Alan Scott, which originally, Alan Scott was totally separate from the Green Lantern Corps, and that's probably because he was created first, and then they came up with the idea of the Corps later on. You know, but
so was Alan Scott still like Space Force, or I mean
I don't think so, because he was part of the Justice Society. Of course, then again, Hal Jordan and John Stewart were both members of the Justice. Well, and I guess Guy Gardner became a member of the Justice League also. I don't like Guy Gardner is my least
favorite
Lantern. Well, it's a tie between him and Kyle Rayner. I don't like Kyle Rayner either.
Wow, there are a ton of Green Lanterns.
Oh yeah, there are. And from those Earth. Hal, okay. Alan Scott original. Okay. Hal Jordan.
Okay. Then it's Guy Gardner after that.
Guy Gardner, John Stewart.
Okay.
And then Kyle Rayner. And
I don't know anything about Kyle Rayner.
I think there was somebody after Kyle Rayner. After that, I get fuzzy. But all of them are Earth Green Lanterns. They're all Earth Green Lanterns. Now, granted, Alan Scott's from a different time period because he comes from World War II. But see, the interesting thing about Alan Scott is, okay, so the Green Lantern ring, they're useless against the color yellow, they which is why Sinestro is yellow, okay? But Alan Scott's ring, yellow doesn't affect his ring whatsoever. Wood is what affects his ring.
Wood. So it's not a color, but it's...
It's wood. Yeah. It's the strangest thing. You know, but, you know, he came out in, what, the 40s, so 30s, 40s. So, I don't know. I guess it's just the way they thought back then. I don't quite understand it, but...
Right.
I always find it fascinating. I'm like, his ring doesn't affect wood. Okay. Strange. Right. Just really strange, you know. Right. So that, you know, that was the neat thing, though, the difference between Alan Scott and Hal Jordan.
Okay.
Guy Gardner, I'm not a fan of. I think he's a jerk.
So he has that kind of personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to punch him in the face when I see him.
How can that be a good guy if he's a jerk? Oh, you know, kind of, that would be my thought process.
I don't know. He's supposed to have, you know, a lot of the attributes that Hal does, but he's just a total jerk, you know? Okay. Now Hal's a smart aleck, you know, he's kind of like Spider-Man in a way.
Okay.
He can be a smart aleck. He can make smart aleck quips and, you know, that kind of thing. But I mean, Guy Gardner is just a jerk. They're just flat out, you know, he's the high school bully. He's, you know, he's the guy that nobody likes. You know what I mean?
Biff? He's Biff?
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
From Back to the Future?
With a bowl cut, by the way. Okay. I think that's the other reason. I don't like his hair.
Okay.
Maybe because when I was a little kid, I had that hair too, and I hated it.
Right. Thank you for being open and honest.
Yes, yeah, I am. That's why now my hair stands up, and that's the only thing my hair does.
Oh, my goodness. So, what's been your favorite story that you've in Green Lantern? Oh. Let's just speak.
Man, that's hard to say because it's been so long since I've really read Green Lantern. Sure.
Now, I'll be open with that. That whole Darkest Day, what's that called? Darkest Day, Brightest Night. What's
yeah.
that called? Blackest Night, Brightest Day.
Right.
But it sounds fascinating.
It does. It does. And I've read.
Boy, that's a lot of comics to read.
I know. It is a whole lot. That's a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess if you want a great story, I don't know. Part of me has been waiting for like an animated series to come out of it.
Did they do an animated series of this one?
No.
I know they've done.
No, they should. I don't know why they don't.
Really?
You know?
Here, let me see.
Well, I guess the Green Lantern, there was a Green Lantern animated series that came out. It only lasted one season. It was fantastic also. I really enjoyed it.
Looks like it's on HBO Max.
Yes, that one is on HBO Max. And I guess they delved into it a little bit, but it was only one season. There's no way you can tell that entire story in just one season.
It's looks like there's red lanterns.
Yeah, there is. There is. Okay. And they're pretty cool in there. They do a good job with them. Okay. It's a very 3D animated.
Computer generated?
Yeah, it looks similar to the Batman animated series. It's similar to
that
it.
Style?
Right. It has that style of animation, but it's more of a 3D. Where the Batman animated, of course, was all 2D.
Okay.
But yeah, it's an enjoyable series. I highly recommend it. It's really good. Megan and I loved it when it came out. Of course, Megan was a lot younger. But still, yeah, I don't throw that out just because she was young. You know.
Right.
Of course, that was probably right around the time of the Teen Titans cartoon series, which I absolutely love the first Teen Titans cartoon series.
The first Teen Titans.
I'm not a big fan of Teen Titans Go. I did like Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans. That actually was a lot of fun. And
that was a movie, right? Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, it was a movie, and it's on HBO Max now because that's how I finally watched it. but yeah, it was a lot of fun. I actually enjoyed it. It was cool, and it had all the different aspects of the Titans in a scene. So like I even got to see hashtag My Teen Titans, the 80s Teen Titans.
Hashtag My Teen Titans.
In comic book. They were in comic book form. It was great. You just have to watch it. It's pretty cool. And I just found out that today, as we are recording, is May 29th. You won't hear this today, but as of May 29th, there's supposed to be an episode of Teen Titans Go coming out today, I think, that I got to go find, because they're actually having Marv Wolfman and Marv Wolfman and George Perez, who are the writer and artist for the 80s Teen Titans.
Okay. They're going to be in the show.
They're going to be in the episode, animated form, and they're voicing themselves. Because Marv just made a post yesterday on Facebook about it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to watch that. I got to watch it. It's going to be fantastic. And it's just called Marv Wolfman and George Perez. That's what they named it.
So, that's funny.
Awesome. Anyway, we diverged way off of Green Lantern and into Teen Titans.
We did. So. Back to Green Lantern. Green Lantern.
Okay. I like Green Lantern. I am a big fan of Green Lantern, but I'm a bigger Teen Titans fan. I'm not even sure how we've slipped off.
We were talking about movies. We were talking about animated series, and we started off with Blackest Night.
Oh, that's right.
Is that an animated film or series or something?
Right, and it came out around the same time.
All that much material, they could get a long series on that.
Oh, you ain't kidding. That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I really think DC should go into that. I don't know why they haven't. And it could be that they're saving it for the... Okay, so we got a live-action TV series coming to HBO Max.
Okay. The Green Lantern. A live-action Green Lantern.
Yes, series. A live-action Green Lantern.
Okay.
From what I'm reading, it's supposed to start out talking about Alan Scott. So we're going to get Alan Scott and the World War II era. I don't know. I mean, that is his time frame. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
So
fair enough. I'll give you that. Okay.
I mean, if you're gonna tell the Alan Scott character, it does need to be
that would be the right time.
That's the right time. I don't have a problem with that. I'm fine with that. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, we just did Jupiter's Legacy. Granted, we released the wrong episode with the title, but we...
Right. Whoops.
I'm going to be making jokes for that for a little while. I mean,
we've gone, you know, almost 5 months without doing a slip up like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So nothing wrong with goofing on ourselves. That's fine.
Mm-hmm,
But I mean, you enjoyed Jupiter's Legacy and that was in the 1920s, 1930s.
Well, it was present day with flashbacks going back.
Right.
They may
do the Green Lantern in that fashion. You know, you might get Alan Scott being the beginning of the Green Lanterns, mm-hmm. and then flash to more modern day Green Lantern. and see the cores and so on and so forth. I'm not sure.
Why do you think they're going with Alan Scott versus Hal Jordan, since Hal Jordan's like the most famous Lantern?
Yeah, see, that's that's the thorn in my side.
Oh, okay. Well, in all fairness, maybe it's because, well, we already tried to introduce Hal Jordan with the movie.
It could be. They could be gun shy because of the movie, and they don't want to touch Hal Jordan at the moment. I think it's a mistake. I really think it. If Hal Jordan's done right, you're going to get a fantastic Green Lantern, and you're going to get the audience for it. I guarantee the audience is there. You just got to do it four times
and reboot Spider-Man four times. By golly. You know,
why not
reboot Hal Jordan?
Right, right. Yeah, after the fiasco of those two Batman movies that I don't talk about. Right. After the fiasco of the two Supermans, you know.
Let's talk about it for a second. Let's do Batman. You had Adam West's TV series.
Adam West, he had a huge following. He was loved by many, and then it went through a period of everybody hated that Batman, and now it's become very nostalgic, and everyone loves it, you know? Mm-hmm. Most people love it.
Okay, fair enough. So then after that, you get Michael Keaton. Then we
fantastic, best Batman ever.
This is not a Batman debate. I'm just listing different iterations, reboots.
I'm just
we'll fight about that later. So then we get Christopher Nolan's Batman. So that was
which was a great Batman too.
Which was good. That was why can't I see Christian Bale? Christian Bale.
Yep, Christian Bale.
Then we get who else? Who I'm missing one. Maybe I'm thinking of the new one. We get
Ben Affleck. Yeah, Batfleck.
We get Ben Affleck. Then I'm thinking now we're going to get Robert Pattinson.
Oh,
I can't.
Gosh.
Well, I'll wait till we see it. I'll wait till I see it.
I don't want emo Batman.
Emo Batman. Okay. So now let's talk Spider-Man. We get Tobey Maguire.
Uh-huh.
We get
Andrew Garfield.
This in our Spider-Man episode. Andrew Garfield. We get what's his name? Why can I think of his name all of a sudden?
Oh my gosh!
The Marvel one. So we get the new one. So we've got several iterations of that Superman. We get Christopher Reeve. We get
Christopher Reeve. Let's say it. He is the best Superman ever.
Actually,
Superman goes back to George Reeves.
That's true. We get George
Reeves. The old black and white television series.
That's true.
And technically, there was a Superman before George Reeves, too. I have no idea what his name was. But there was a TV Superman before George Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was as accepted as George Reeves was.
Yeah.
George Reeves, in his own right, was a great Superman, by the way. He really was.
But we've already got several Spider-Men. I guess a Superman. So I guess my point is I don't see there's any issues with having, just my personal opinion, start with Hal Jordan. I'm surprised they're not starting with Hal Jordan. History has shown you can reboot and be totally fine. And I think Hal Jordan is the way to go because who knows? Wait, Green Lantern. Who's this Green Lantern? What's his name again? You know, I've never heard of this Green Lantern. You know, it's always been Hal Jordan or there was, you know, the Guy Gardner, John Stewart.
John Stewart.
That would be interesting. John Stewart.
I think Hal and John are the most popular Green Lanterns. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I grew to love John over the years. When I was first introduced to John, I thought he was boring. I wasn't a fan of his. But over the years, I've become a pretty big John Stewart fan. I really enjoy him.
Did we say in a different episode or something? Didn't we talk briefly about the CW series?
And
Diggle was John Stewart, right?
Right. CW did finally confirm that John Diggle, who's been in the Arrow series,
Arrowverse,
which I think is a great character too. I like him, and they kind of turned him into a superhero. I forget what he was, because he wore the helmet. He had, what was he? He was like the, Centurion or I or forget something like that. It was very generic. It was, you know, it was fine. It was okay. But then they decided there was a lot of fans who were like saying, you know, John Diggle could probably be John Stewart. And I think the writers of CW went, you know what, we're missing something here. We need to make him John Stewart. So they made it official that John Diggle's stepdad, his last name is Stewart. So okay. John Diggle's actual name is something like John Diggle Stewart. So we got John Stewart. And then, okay. Of course, we had the scene.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Oh, I'm
are they
fine with
do
it.
That then?
Well, they have already done it. They've already done it because John, at the end of.
Are they going to bring his own series then? I know they've introduced him. So are they actually going to do something with it?
What I've heard is what they're going to do is they're going to bring him in kind of like what they've done with a lot of the other characters from the CW. They've introduced him in one series and then he'll guest star in like all the CW episodes and all the CW series.
So kind of like how they did Constantine, brought Constantine
right,
back.
Right. Constantine is, yeah.
And that's Matt Ryan.
Man, that was probably one of the best DC shows ever. Really.
So good.
It was so good. It. Yeah. Man, it kills me that they killed that too.
And then they're doing Batgirl, Batwoman. You know, they're keeping that on, but they didn't keep Constantine on. Okay, we're getting ready to go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah,
it's all about storytelling. It's all about storytelling.
Yeah, we were about to go to a dark place there.
And I thought Constantine was really good. So, all right. So what they're going to do with John Stewart is they're going to bring him into the different. He's not going to have his own series.
Not yet.
Am I understanding that?
Not yet.
They're going to introduce him and see. They're going to test market him in different.
Right. Okay. They'll test market him throughout the different CW series. And I think if fans react well, which I think they're going to. I don't see why not.
Great.
John Diggle has already been established as a fan favorite. Fans love him. So if you bring him in as John Stewart, the Green Lantern, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Could you imagine? Now it makes sense now because there was that old series you were telling me earlier. Green Arrow, Green Lantern comic book series.
Yeah, but we can't have that now.
Why?
Because they killed off the Green Lantern, or Green Arrow, I mean.
Well, they did all kinds of weird stuff. Okay. But come on. It's comic book shows. They'll figure out.
Yes, there was a fantastic comic book series back in the 70s and 80s, and it was Green Arrow, Green Lantern. And so Hal Jordan and Oliver Queen's, they were buddies. They were friends.
Like the CW show.
Yeah.
Arrow.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Sorry. I just had to plug that
which,
in. Keep going. I'm sorry.
John Diggle got introduced in Arrow. So, I mean, technically in a way we've kind of already had it.
We didn't have the ring and
no
the arrow,
we didn't have the power, you know? Ring, you're right. we didn't have John Diggle with powers, but so anyway, but that was a great comic book series because it crossed over. So they call Hal Jordan Green Lantern, they call him the Emerald Knight. What is the equivalent of Green Arrow? He's got to be Emerald something, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
They got to have a name like that. Because Flash is the Scarlet Speedster.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So.
So Arrow has to have something.
Let's try this. Alternate names of Green Arrow.
Yeah. Really? I'm shocked that they don't have
the Emerald Archer.
There we go. So we have the Emerald Knight and the Emerald Archer. Makes perfect sense. I like it. But they had this fantastic series where they crossed them two over. the one I remember the most, and I had the issue, and I wished I still had it, because I think it might actually be worth some money. Green Arrow is basically, he's paid as a mercenary to kill the president, and the issue's cover, you see the president's you see the president laying back. He's got an arrow in his chest. Granted, they don't say who the president is at that time. And I'm not glorifying killing the president. I'm not glorifying that or anything.
Great. Don't. Our podcast just got flagged by the FBI.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to state I'm not glorifying assassinating the president. Okay? No matter who the president is, I'm not I'm not glorifying it. I'm just saying it made for a good story. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Make that a point. Anyway, the cover shows the president laying back. He's got an arrow in his chest. You can't see his face, so you don't know who the president is. And you just see his hand, and he has a ring that says President of the United States. You know, has like the presidential seal.
Oh, sure. Presidential seal.
Kind of a cool-looking ring, actually. Don't know if it had Green Lantern powers or anything like that. Does the president get presidential powers with that ring? I don't know. Does the president actually have a ring like that?
I wonder what his oath is. In yellow stripes and white stripes with blue stars and power beyond. I don't know. I'm out.
Yeah. Time to tag out, dude. Anyway, it was a cool cover though. And that was one of the big things I remember from that series. Again, it's been a long time since I read them, but it was a cool team up. It was a really cool team
up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love me some Green Arrow.
Sure.
So yeah. I should have known Emerald Archer, but
that's okay.
We'll do a Green Arrow. We need to do a Green Arrow.
And see, they've had team ups of Green Lantern and the Flash before. So if we get John Diggle with the Flash and the Flash Stevens, John Stewart as Green Lantern with the Flash, I think that'll be fun. Which actually would be really interesting because, you know, the John Diggle character, every time he meets up with the Flash, because he's not used to, his character wasn't used to the actual superpowered, you know, because Green Arrow didn't have superpowers.
Right.
So it will be interesting.
He's kind of like Batman. He was rich and he had skills.
Exactly. So it's going to be interesting to see Diggle come over into the Flash episodes and him actually have powers now. Because he would always freak out over Barry and his speed and stuff like that. So that's going to be fun. I think that'll be a fun aspect to that. Of course, they're going to do that. They're going to do it quick because I thought the Flash series was ending soon. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, this is the last season, right?
Either this season or next season, one of the two.
Next season, okay.
You know, I think it's next season because they just introduced they just made an announcement that Impulse is getting introduced. He looks.
That means nothing to me. Who's Impulse?
Oh, really? Impulse is Barry's great. Is it his great grandson or his grandson? It's either his grandson or great grandson.
Oh, my gosh, his timeline stuff. Yeah. Oh, it hurts my brain.
I hate to say it, though. They released the picture, and I feel sorry for the guy because he looks goofy.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think Impulse translated well to live.
He's from the future. He should have some cool duds, you know. You know, just saying.
Well, he looks cool in the comic book, but he doesn't look cool in the live action. He looks goofy.
Oh my gosh!
I feel sorry.
So they're introducing him, but do you think they're going to introduce Green Lantern through the Flash show then?
Well, okay, that. You're getting the CW version with Jon Stewart, but the HBO Max version, from what I understand, is going to concentrate on Alan Scott and Hal Jordan, or not Hal Jordan. No, Hal Jordan's who I want them to concentrate on. Guy Gardner. It's going to be Alan Scott and Guy Gardner. So I guess in the HBO, so it's going to be a multiverse thing. Yeah, get ready.
That's right.
Get ready.
I'll pick which one I like.
Yeah, I know you will. I know you will. That's fine. But so then the HBO side, we're going to get the Alan Scott story, and I think that will go into the creation of the cores, and which will get us into Guy Gardner. And again, not my favorite Green Lantern. I'm like, why do you go with Guy and not Hal? I just don't. But I think you might be right. I think they're gun shy of Hal Jordan because of that movie, what, in 2009, 2010, whenever it was.
Right.
I don't even remember what year that was. Yeah, I think they're gun shy of that because that was such a flop. So,
right.
But again, I think if you get the right actor and you got the right story, I think the fans are there. Just do it. You know, stop being afraid and just do it.
Right. 2011.
Oh, wow. So this is the 10th anniversary. Wow. So you know what? So we should do a coffee special, a Ko-fi special.
Okay.
And we should do...
watch it?
Yeah, we should watch it. Do a commentary for the Green Lantern film.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what...
And that's probably why Ryan Reynolds did that. I guess it's the 10th anniversary, so...
10th anniversary.
That's probably why he did it.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder when the release date was.
I think we're past...
June 15th.
Oh, wow. Oh, we're right around the corner.
We should do it. We should do it. I tell you, we should do that.
So,
well, this episode will come out that weekend.
Oh, nice. That works out great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. So if you're listening to this, we'll also try to do a
Ko-fi special. So
Ko-fi supporters.
Yeah. It'll be for Ko-fi supporters only. $2.
That'll be fun.
$2. Get you in. No big deal.
Get you in. And, ooh, I wonder if we could live stream it.
We possibly
makes you
could.
Wonder. I don't know. All right. So obviously we got some planning to do on that.
All right.
That's how it works, everybody. We go crazy on, hey, let's try this and let's do this.
We do all our brainstorming during our episodes.
Right. Right. That's funny. So. Well, I tell you what, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. That'd be kind of fun
to do and stuff. Cool.
And all.
All right. Well, is there anything else we want to cover on Green Lantern?
Boy, that's a good question.
Green Lantern's
opportunity to continue.
Yeah, it's a huge subject.
It really is. I've learned a lot, and I appreciate your time on this because I'm like, whoa, I didn't realize all the different colors. I didn't realize what they meant. I didn't realize the oaths that they got and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we didn't go through all the oaths. I'm not going through every oath. That's
right. But I do think the ones that you shared were really they weren't bad. They weren't hokey. You know, I was like, oh, they're probably all hokey or something. No, they put some thought into those.
Yeah, I think they did
too. The ones that you read.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Well, I love how.
The black ones are the undead. What their oath is.
Theirs is.
Right. Well, hey, Mike, thank you. Thanks for your time and walking me through some of the Green Lantern stuff. I will say I am interested in reading the.
Blackest Night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Blackest Night series. I think I probably will go through and read those. But gosh, that's a commitment, as you said.
I know.
I wonder if there's just, you know what? Just give me the main story. I'll go with the main story. Other stuff I can handle. I just only got so much time, you know?
Right. Yeah. I agree. And do you know how many comic books I got? Do you know how many Star Wars comic books I'm backed up on? Darth Vader and Bounty Hunters, and they just come out with a Bounty Hunters War one. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh. And those I'm actually purchasing. Dang.
Oh man.
And I got so many books on my reading list, and gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, what do? We can't get to everything.
I need an animated story of this. Warner Brothers, if you're listening, we want an animated version of Blackest Night and Brightest Day.
Brightest Day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. That'd do it. Good. Do it now.
do it.
As the Emperor would say, do it. Sorry.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, Mike. That was good.
Yeah.
Walking through
I had fun
that
with this
stuff.
One.
Right. It was good. So, hey, if you've been, you've kept with us till the end, thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you listening. And thanks so much for joining us. And hey, put on Facebook. Tell us what your, you know, what did you like bet? Which color do you like? Do you think Hal Jordan's great? Do you think John Stewart's great? Are you excited? We'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions and how you feel about these different, you know, different Green Lantern or Lantern iterations overall. And if there's a story that you think is really good, let me know, because I would love to read it. I only have so much time, so I really like to get everyone else's thoughts on what a good story would be. Because I'll be honest, Blackest Night sounds great, but boy, does it sound daunting. Well, with that, hey, thanks, everybody. Mike, I'll let you sign us out for this episode of Two Geeks.
All right. With that said, actually, let's go ahead and...
it's going to do something special for everybody.
Instead of... shoot, where'd it go? Sorry, guys.
That's all right. See, we try to do stuff on the fly as we think of it, you know?
All right,
it's
so...
All right. You listen to it in progress. Go ahead.
Instead of our usual closing, let's just go with the Green Lantern oath again. In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light. Thank you for joining us today on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Tune in next week when we will have more news and reviews. Until then,
may the Force be with you.